Welcome to another episode of Is This For Kids? I am Jonathan Blevins.
I am Katie, Mrs. Ruby. I'm a delight.
Sorry,
my friend Nicole got me this shirt, and I just want people to know my friend Nicole got me this shirt, and I promised to wear it on the show, so here we are.
I will always be wearing the same shirt on every show.
That's why? Because you only own one shirt. No,
I own 30 of these shirts, and I rotate them, and 15 of the 30 are black.
He has sweatshirts also.
Yeah, I wear a lot of hoodies.
Yeah.
It's just what I like. Sometimes I see people like, you know, get into like crazy fashion. And I used to be a little bit more into that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just like to wear what I like.
Yeah, so I got really into my colors this year. Like that seemed like a fun thing to do. So like the colors that look good with my skin tone are like camel colors and yellow and red. And
camel, like a literal camel?
Like a light brown, kind of like a beigey color. Like when you think of a woman's coat that's brown, like that light tanny color, that's camel. Anyway, those colors look best on me. So I got really into that this summer or this
maybe winter. I'll do the whole color palette thing.
Yeah. When you're all like bled out because it's winter time and you haven't seen the sun in 6 months, you're like, let me just make it look better. For the love of pie. So here we are.
So when you were growing up, do you remember any shows? And maybe you didn't know it when you were a kid, but you, looking back, you know now. Were there any shows that were of political nature at all that you were into as a kid?
No.
So you weren't into Captain Planet?
I don't, like Captain Planet wasn't even political because like that was pre...
I've seen some clips.
Well, maybe. It didn't seem political. It was just like, stop littering. Stop dumping stuff into the ocean.
Right.
Like those were all pretty basic things. It wasn't like... You know, you shouldn't have any kids because global warming is going to kill us all. It was a little bit more.
There is a clip like that, though.
Is it really?
There, but it's only one clip.
Is it from like a newer Captain Planet?
No, old school. Oh, that's great. Wild. I'll show you.
That has to be.
I'll show you later. No, it's not.
Oh my god.
I'll show you. It's crazy. What about the "I'm Just a Bill"? What was that? I'm just a bill.
What?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm only
Schoolhouse Rock.
A bill.
First of all, and Schoolhouse Rock is way older than me.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's from like the 70s.
Okay, but Schoolhouse Rock. That's our producer. He knows the whole thing. He knows the whole thing. We're keeping this in.
Keeping
that in. That's an order. That's the only thing I can think of. It's like a little bit Captain Planet, and then
Schoolhouse Rock. Wasn't political. It was governmental.
No, it was just but it was like using entertainment to try to teach kids.
Sure.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah, originally children's television was considered inappropriate if it wasn't educational. The first TV show that was for kids that was not educational was a show called You Can't Do That on Television, which was something that they made in Canada that made its way to the United States.
Really?
Yeah, it was sort of like a Kids in the Hall or a Saturday Night Live kind of thing. It was a bunch of sketches, basically. And prior to that, there had never been entertaining kids media. It was... You know, things that were meant to be educational. If you were putting something on that wasn't Captain Kangaroo to teach you something or Mr. Wizard, etc., it was a problem.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, today we're talking about two shows that you can find on YouTube.
Right, because we don't really do TV anymore.
Yeah. The Tuttle Twins and Great Battles for Boys.
Yeah.
And when you put this, so every month, Ruvi puts in a document, the things that we have to watch for Is This For Kids? And it said...
That's why you should DM me on Instagram if there's something you want.
Exactly. And under this little like subject line, behind the scenes sneak peek, it said something like
YouTube conservative kids shows.
Kids shows. Mm-hmm. I didn't read the kids show part.
Actually, it doesn't. It just says YouTube conservative shows.
See, YouTube conservative shows. So when I hear YouTube conservative show, I think like a... podcast type thing, like a conservative influencer, if you will.
Yeah, we're going to just watch Daily Wire.
Yes, and I had never heard of Tuttle Twins or Great Battles for Boys. Yeah, my wife has. We homeschool our kids, and she has seen it all over the place.
Yep.
And so I was thinking like the Tuttle Twins was like these two grown adult twins who are teaching people about politics, not like this kind of cool TV show geared towards kids. And then Great Battles for Boys, I had no idea what that was. But I got to watch both, and I have so many opinions, and I can't wait to hear what you think.
Yeah, so just like a high level what everything is, the Tuttle Twins was originally a book series that was put out mainly for homeschoolers. A lot of homeschooling families will use it because it is like a government and econ it's not a curriculum, but like stories that if you ever heard the phrase living books, like ways to teach somebody about a concept in a way that they'll understand it.
Yep.
I don't know that Charlotte Mason would agree with my classification of Tuttle Twins as a living book, but here we are. So it was like a way to talk to kids about free markets and sort of economic principles. And people really, really liked them. So they made it into a cartoon that is on YouTube. And then Great Battles for Boys is actually just very pro-American, kind of like, let's talk about history from a perspective that doesn't denigrate America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tuttle Twins. I could never have ever guessed that it would be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Yeah.
First of all, really well done.
Yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable.
The animation is great.
The animation is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. The voice acting is really good.
Yeah. Whoever's doing the grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done.
You're my girl.
I had so many knee-jerk reactions as I was watching, even just the pilot episode. Like, my first thought was, where has this been my whole life? I have four kids and we have not watched Tuttle Twins yet.
Uh-huh.
Then I went to their Twitter to be like, this show has to be like completely criticized all the time on Twitter. And when you go on Twitter and you type in something that you're looking up, you can look at the top tweets or the latest tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And the top tweets, almost always about any subject, will have good and bad about that subject that are top tweets. The only thing this had, we're talking hundreds of thousands of views and thousands of likes on every single one of these top tweets that were all the Tuttle Twins Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And they were being hilarious and like no controversy. I had to Google like Tuttle Twins criticisms to even find any. So they're killing it. Like just from a social media perspective and from what they're trying to do, mm-hmm. teaching kids about libertarian principles.
Yeah.
You would think that this show would be like the most negative feedback on social media show ever. And I couldn't find almost any. It was
fascinating. I think it's because it's been pretty well hidden from people who are not in a homeschooling or conservative or libertarian, if you want to stick to that, because it is more libertarian than conservative. Although like the things that would make it libertarian don't really come up. Like they're not talking about legalization of marijuana or anything like
right.
that. They're talking about economic principles. But I just don't think most people who disagree with it even know it exists, because you would have to A,
right.
be looking to educate children, have children, and be interested in whether or not there's a conservative lean on anything before you would even find the Tuttle Twins. So like your wife has seen it because her algorithm is probably similar to mine. It's like
yep.
slightly right of center.
Homeschool kind of stuff.
Type mom content. And I get Tuttle Twins ads constantly.
Yeah, so does she.
Constantly. I'm very sad that we didn't reach out to them and ask them to send us a collection of books for this, because your family would have loved those.
Yeah.
Anyway, all my... Yeah.
So I'm watching for pilot episode, and this first villain appears on the screen, and she's got red hair, and she's in charge of the neighborhood group that wasn't really voted on by anyone. And they have these neighborhood laws, and these kids have a lemonade stand, and she shows up on the screen, and I was like, they're going to name her Karen. For all the people who are listening who are named Karen, I'm so sorry that your name has been dragged through the mud for mm-hmm. years. For those who don't know, a Karen is the person who complains about everything. I'd like to talk to the manager, the stereotype, and they just attributed the name Karen for some reason.
Yeah.
And sure enough, they're like, Karen. And she's like, it's Karen. And I'm like, oh my gosh, the Karen is being a Karen in the first 30 seconds of the show. It's absolutely wild. In the first 2 minutes, someone says that HOAs are full of communists. I mean, like, so I have thoughts. My first is like, I'm so glad that there are shows like this that are being made.
Yeah.
At the same time, I don't think I want my kids to like call people communists
sure.
that they disagree with. You know what I mean? I don't know that that's great for conversation or debate, but it is funny.
It's very
like, it's funny. They do a really good job. So I oscillated between this. I'm going to absolutely watch this with my kids. It's also just fine to leave on the TV for them to also like, okay, Jody and I probably need to
screen
watch
them.
Six. And then decide, like, is this really what we want our kids to be sounding like?
Yeah.
But I will say this. If the alternative is the only other option, I choose Tuttle Twins 10 times out of 10.
Yeah. Most of what the criticism that I would have if I was going to have one is that they are a little unhinged. Like, they definitely have adult humor in them. And by that, I don't mean, like, sex jokes or anything like that. There's no sex. There's no drugs. There's no nudity. There's violence in a very weird way. But... mostly it's appropriate for children, but there are some like things that, like, calling somebody a communist that would make an adult laugh that a kid would probably be like, what on earth was that?
Right.
And then there are some, like, unhinged moments where you're, where for the specific episode that I'm thinking of is The Smartest Move for Your Money on the Tuttle Twins, where they're talking to the kids about whether they should spend their money or save their money. They're talking about delayed gratification, and how to, like, how your future self get, or sorry, how your past self funds your future self, et cetera, et cetera. And there's this time where they say that, like, one of the people in the show uses the word accumulation, and Great Value Fancy Nancy shows up on the screen and is like, accumulation is a fancy word for adding things up over time. And then the window behind her gets punched out by monkeys and they drag her out of the house. And everybody's like, okay. And then, like, she just keeps showing up and being taken away in some sort of mildly violent way. And then all the kids are like, did you just see that? So it's weird and unhinged at multiple points. But it's funny.
Yeah.
So, like, if the reason that you objected to your kid watching, you know, like, Steven Universe because it was unhinged, then you're also going to object to Tuttle Twins. If your objection to Steven Universe was that it was very clearly left-leaning and trying to push, like, a new agey type vibe, you're going to love Tuttle Twins.
Yeah. It's
equally unhinged.
That's a good way to put it. I'm going to have to watch more with Jody to see, because this is, I watched a couple yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I just found myself laughing, thinking it was like, this is probably a bad example, but like a South Park for kids.
I wouldn't call it that.
No, but like not, oh, the South Park, in the fact that they'll just say that you're like watching, like, what? And I, like, you said that, but like, this is the kind of similar in that way, the voice acting, I don't know, maybe a bad example, but there, I think I come away with, this is a show that if you align with the values that they're trying to instill, mm-hmm. that it's a great show to watch with your kids and have good Catholic conversations about the issues that they're talking about.
Absolutely. Like, we've been talking a lot in recent episodes about making it so that your kids aren't so out of the norm, right? That, like, if things are funny to your kids as peers, you don't want your kid to be like, I don't understand that humor because my parents never let me watch anything, because some shows are, you know, Life with Gumball is objectively funny.
Yeah.
But there, it does have a little bit of a left slant. And if you want to avoid that, but you want your kid to have that same goofy type of humor, he can bring his friends over and watch Tuttle Twins, and have that same kind of a thing. And it would be funny and he would be in the same humor scape as his peers. It wouldn't be weird. It's also just funny. If you just go read the comments on YouTube on any of these, it's overwhelmingly positive, which is so wild. Like, there's somebody who's like, I'm from Indonesia. I'm 18 years old. This was the best education I've seen on finance. I was like, well, okay.
Wow.
It's just a really kind of a neat show. I don't know. And they do talk about retreating like the French pretty regularly.
Yes. Oh my God. In the very first pod episode, the guy just waves the white flag at me. He's like, oh, sorry.
So many French habit. Jokes. It's out of control. It's really very, but it's so, so funny, but just, it's a little edgy.
It is. I think also it brings to light a good conversation parents should have. I have not had this conversation with Jody really yet about what age do you start having these conversations with your kids that are part of the political landscape currently.
Yeah.
When do you want your kids to learn about taxes? I never learned about taxes ever until I did TurboTax when I was 21.
I've seen John's taxes this year. I can assure you he still doesn't know.
Yeah, still learning.
Still working on it.
When do you want your kids to be able to have like a real conversation about a real world issue that you have to have some background of, you know, hundreds of years of history to know about? I don't know the answer to that, but I will tell you this. When I was a youth minister, we would do this intern program where every year we'd have 8 to 10 or 12 people who wanted to be interns to get closer to God every single day. They'd come into the office, they would do tasks, they would hang out and have great conversations.
Yeah.
And the best ones, the ones I remember the most, were the ones that were really, really smart, that would have loved Tuttle Twins growing up, that were able to have conversations that their peers just had no idea about.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk to Jody about when we think it's good for our kids to know that stuff, because if the answer is now, I'm totally cool watching Tuttle Twins with our kids and having fun conversations after.
Yeah, there's a book called Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt that's quite popular if you're into that style of economics, basically, that's very Tuttle Twins adjacent. And all of the Tuttle Twins things kind of follow in that same logical thing where, you know, basically the thing is that there's no free lunch, right? So you have to kind of figure out where the money's coming from to be able to pay for everything. And the earlier you introduce those concepts, the easier it is to have a dialogue with your kid, and not even necessarily a dialogue, but like a good debate with your kid so that they can push back on the ideas that they're hearing either at school or in their peers. And with politics, it's so uncomfortable because your kid is going to run into people who disagree with them strongly, and kids struggle with nuance, right? So like, it's very common in our culture now to be like, the people on this side of the aisle are evil and we hate them and they're bad people, and the people on this side of the aisle are the good guys. And then when the good guys do something bad, you find yourself being like, oh crap, how do I explain this to my kid?
Yeah.
So having these like understanding of concepts instead of political parties, which is what the Tuttle twins do. Like, they never say Republican or Democrat in anything. It's a concept. Like, you're talking about the idea of liberty. You're talking about the idea of, you know, free healthcare. Where does that come from? Then it can separate it from this like good, bad, us versus them thing. Yep. And I think we need way, way, way more of that.
I agree.
Yeah. So.
So for me, I'm saying, like, we always say, what age would even enjoy the show? I don't know. I can't picture my 6-year-old daughter loving the show. But I could see my 11-year-old liking it. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I'm going to say like 9 and up with your parents so that you can have fun conversations about it.
Yeah, I would say 8 and up. My son Merritt, who's now 11, would absolutely love this show. Even if he doesn't like follow the economic principles or whatever, which they're so easy to.
They do a great job.
I don't think that he could miss it, actually. Not, but if he's no interest in economics, like if you push this as this is a show about the government and economics, your kid's not going to want to watch it. If you just be like, let's watch this wild show.
Yeah.
they're probably going to like it. They're going to love it. And it's weird enough that he would have loved it at 8 and probably now. I think my 15-year-old son would still like this. I liked it.
I will be watching this.
I watched way more episodes of Tuttle Twins than we really needed for this episode. I was like, husband, come, what Fancy Nancy's being drug out by monkeys. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So Great Battles for Boys.
Ah, yes.
Another YouTube show. Mm-hmm. This is a show that basically, how about I do the synopsis?
Go for it.
What do you think? It's a show where it basically takes everyday problems, it's everyday situations that a kid might find themselves in, mm-hmm. aged 7 or 8 until 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Just daily life of school and events, and has this robot that knows everything about history and can teach them about these epic battles. And they go back and look at and learn about all these unbelievable battles that happened and apply them to the problem and issue that they're having in order to help them persevere.
Yep.
Which, and it makes like learning history, and it's all legit. The mm-hmm. history is legit from the few episodes that I watched, like, and it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, I was watching this thinking, this is the kind of thing I would have loved as a kid. I didn't appreciate history until I was 20. Mm-hmm. I'm traveling around Europe, like having my wife Google what happened at this part of Germany, like in World War I and World War II, what happened. And I'm just, why did I not care when I was growing up? And this show, I think, would have been perfect for me because it makes you care about things that you might not otherwise care about. That's I think a good little synopsis of the show, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a modern awesome. Peabody and Sherman is what I would have called
Never
it.
Never heard like, of that.
From Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Nope. Oh my gosh, I used to watch Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Okay. That was loud.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so Peabody and Mr. Sherman, there was actually a movie about it a couple years ago where they like go back in time, and usually it relates to something that's happening in Sherman's life, but and then he explains it. Now, I would really like it if the robot in Great Battles for Boys could be just a little weirder. Like get somebody from Tuttle Twins to help you with the robot and make him just a little funnier. That would really do it for me. But it's a little bit more serious. It's a lot a bit more serious.
Yeah.
But it's very much the idea that history is just a series of stories. And one of the things that it focuses pretty heavily on is that in the last couple of decades, the idea that America is the bad guy has been the overwhelming theme of history. And they're like, well, let's kind of challenge that a little bit. And so they don't directly push back on anything that your kids will hear in school, but it does give a perspective where America is generally seen in a positive light.
Yeah. So my kids are obsessed with Wild Kratts. I've mentioned this on a million episodes that we've
recorded. I'm going to get a, like, a tally for every time John says Wild Kratts.
And one of the things about Wild Kratts that is so good is that our kids are really, really, really smart when it mm-hmm. comes to animals. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. I'd put them up against any kid in the world about animals. It's unbelievable. Like, we're walking around the track the other day, and I was like, oh, look at that goose. And my kid's like, that is not a goose. And I was like, what? He's like, that's a this or this and this. And by the way, it's really cool that they can fly. And I was like, okay, that's insane. And he just looks at me and goes, Wild Kratts. They've seen every episode of Wild Kratts. Maybe they're still making new ones, I'm not sure. But since they've seen every episode and they have them mostly memorized, like I was telling Jody, let's just start putting Great Battles for Boys on. and let them start learning about really cool things that happened in history.
Yeah.
So I would say
it's not American history, by the way. I gave you that impression, but it's not.
No. But I think that this is great for any age. Mm-hmm. I don't know who would be, when they'd be interested, maybe 7.
Yeah.
Or something.
7 would be my guess.
The animation for me is a little tough. Like maybe it's just because I went from Tuttle Twins to that immediately. But it is it's just a preference thing. Like I think a lot of people really like the animation of it.
Yeah.
This is something that I would watch with my kids sitting down with them, and I would also just leave on the TV and let them watch.
Yeah.
And we need more of that.
Yeah. It has a good, like, the day you went to school and they rolled the TV in kind of feel where you're like, you're going to learn something from this. But I think, like, almost all of the things that I have learned deeply in my brain have come from things like this, where you're watching something that entertained you and then you were able to recall it later at another thing. It's why I'm very good at trivia. If you're ever in a trivia situation, call me. I'll be your phone a friend. I'm very good. But like, then people say, like, why do you know that answer? Like, somebody asks, well, what was Ronald Reagan's first wife's name?
Yeah.
And people will be like, oh, it was
Eleanor.
It was Nancy Reagan. It was Nancy Reagan. No, it's not Nancy. His first wife was Jane Wyman. And you know why I know that? Because there's a time in Back to the Future where he says, who's the president in 1985? And he says, Ronald Reagan. I suppose Jane Wyman's the first lady. Like, that's the only reason I know that is because
I just want you to know, Eleanor was not a bad guess for the time.
Sure. That's your Jane, you. Eleanor, whatever.
Thank you.
And then Nancy, which is a decidedly like 60s, 70s name.
Yep.
But anyway, like, the way that people remember things and the way that things stick is through living media. So we talked, I had used that phrase before, living books, that like, this is a great way of educating kids, is giving them a story that sticks in their brain. And I think that both of these Great Battles for Boys and Tuttle Twins do a great job of that.
Yeah.
There is no Catholic perspective on them though.
Correct.
So like, they are non-religious.
Yep.
Which is worth noting. They do it on purpose because the goal for both of these things is to talk about a political situation or a shared identity situation,
yep,
not a religious situation. However, I will tell you that Great Battles for Boys is produced by Catholics and a, yeah, Catholic company.
Love that.
Yeah. If you like the idea of Tuttle Twins, but you don't want to watch the weirdness, like you don't want your kid to have that sense of humor, by all means,
Read the books,
order the books. Those are great also. But it is my opinion that we need more funny, weird Catholics.
Agree. Ladies and gentlemen, we are, you know, we're just wading through the waters. We're having conversations on, is this for kids, about politics and when to introduce it to your kids. Parenting is tough. We're praying for you.
Good.
Please continue to pray for us.
Yeah, good luck. There is so much content out there for us to wade through as parents.
I'm Jonathan Blevins.
I'm Katie, Mrs. Ruby. Let us help you decide.
Is this for kids?